Okay, this case study is in the niche is the World of Warcraft, which is an online game, a very, very popular online game submitted by Kevin. And I have to tell you, I don't really know anything about World of Warcraft. I know a few people that play it. I've never played it, never looked at it, know nothing about online games, really. I do know it is huge. There's just a lot of people playing, and they are really into it. Now, the number one thing I have to communicate about this hot seat is that Kevin has done an amazing job. I mean, he got me so excited reading this, even though I'm not his target market, that it made me want to go check out the game. So let's go through this. This is an example of someone who just did a fantastic job. So the prospect is a 26-year-old male who loves to play video games and spends 2 hours a day or more playing World of Warcraft, but wishes he had a lot more time to play. Enjoys online video and online games. A significant part of his social life revolves around the World of Warcraft. He enjoys it because it makes him feel powerful. He wants to be very skilled at the game, especially the economic power gaming aspect, so others will respect him for his knowledge. He's worried about not being able to keep up with his friends who have lots of gold. So I guess gold is the currency in this game. Now here's the real key. He's frustrated by spending too much time grinding on boring tasks to acquire the needed gold. So again, I don't know anything about this game, but Kevin's doing such a good job of describing his prospect that I can instantly get this, understand this. That it sounds like, you know, there's times where you have fun in this game. Like he wants to be able to spend his time game questing, leveling, PvPing, which I have no idea what that is, but it doesn't matter because Kevin's basically telling us he wants to do this fun stuff and not have to worry about making money. He's got lots of pain. He's not successful as others due to the lack of gold, not having as much fun due to the lack of gold. So, okay, we're getting the pain. And here, let me pause this and go over and type it in. Okay, so this basically summarizes it that really quickly. They're not being able to do fun stuff because the prospect isn't able to do fun stuff because he has to acquire gold. He's falling behind to his friends and competitors because he has to take the time to acquire the gold. Okay, so a launch story, which Kevin just did an incredible job with this. I'm a lot like you. I love to play World of Warcraft, especially leveling up my characters to level 70 and getting them all the best gear that gold can buy. So beautiful thing here is, you know, he's implying, I'm assuming that level 70 sounds pretty advanced, and I'm assuming the way this is written, it's very advanced. And he also talks about getting all the best gear that gold can buy, implying that he's got lots of gold. So that's establishing authority. This first sentence, or I guess it's the second sentence, is all about establishing authority. But early on in my time playing the game, I found that just leveling and questing didn't generate near enough gold to accomplish all I wanted. Usually not even enough to barely get by. So I started figuring out the best way to get gold fast. I got various gold guides. I read everything on the forums. I talked to everyone I met. What I found was nobody really knew how to do it. They didn't know how to get gold fast and easy. But then he went on this quest. This is, you know, as I've mentioned, there's lots of different ways that you come up with this information that you find the solution. One of them is that you just go off and become the mad researcher, and that's what Kevin does here. So he was a mad researcher, tested and tested, found the techniques that worked, found the ones that didn't work. He measured by an hour, you know, being the mad scientist, you know, did the entire, went and hid away and studied. And now you're going to get the benefits of me finding the solution. 2 years ago, I began publishing a free newsletter, got thousands of subscribers who are rabid fans, and I've got the testimonials to prove it. That's all authority there. Love it. Just love it. Gradually, as I kept testing and testing my results to my readers, I made an amazing discovery. the absolute best methods were easy to follow and could be done by any player at any level, even absolute beginners. So this is that's a key piece, because it's one thing to find the solution, but it's another thing to be able to teach that solution. So Kevin's talking about how he's already figured out how to teach that solution to others so they can have replicate a success. So he put together this foolproof system, about ready to go public, demonstrate everything publicly with a 30-day speed gold run, where I made 1,000 gold in 30 days starting from scratch. Sounds impressive. Again, I'm absolutely not making funny. I mean, this is fantastic stuff. Now I want to show you how to do exactly the same thing. I'm putting this out there so I don't have to keep on answering all the questions about how to do it. I want to get back to just playing the game. That's reluctant hero there, that last sentence. This is really, really well done. The product, set of instructional videos showing them how to do it step by step in 1,000 gold in 30 days. 12 hours of video, organizing the 4 weekly modules, viewable online, accompanied by a PDF, complete logbook of his original gold speed run, Q&A. I mean, this is a well-designed product. Price is $67. Okay, so this is the highest price in a sizable market where products are usually priced $37 to $47. Unique format product, much greater value, 56. Okay, so it's a ClickBank product. So everything on ClickBank, which is, it's basically a way to sell information products. But when you sell there, everything has to have an 8-week guarantee. So it's a 56-day guarantee. But here he's going to promote, Kevin's going to promote as make 1,000 gold in 30 days or you get your money back. And he's thinking about a one-time offer upsell to a $97 personal coaching program just to test the market for higher price points. This is, to me, it looks like a fantastic offer. I love that you're going in a higher price than everyone else. I love that you've got a great, very specific, strong guarantee. I mean, this just looks like a winner to me. Okay, pre-launch content. He has 4 screen capture videos. Again, just this looks fantastic. Early bird list of 800 out of 7,000. Now, one thing I want you to do, Kevin, is you got to continually mail your main list. And I'm not saying like you mail them every day, but as you go through this pre-launch, maybe once a week, you want to remind those 7,000 people that this early bird list has started, that the 800 people are getting great stuff on the pre-launch list, and you should be encouraging them to join the pre-launch list as you move through it. Now, I love this, that everything we've been told about getting gold in Warcraft, is wrong. Selling against the conventional wisdom, selling against the experts, selling against the other people is a fantastic way to go. I love this. Why you shouldn't do the tedious farming, grinding, camping that's recommended by other guides. So in other words, don't do the difficult, painful stuff that other people are doing. Do it the quick and easy way that I'm going to show you. So this is just fantastic stuff. I just love it. And for everyone watching this, go ahead and pause this video so you can read through everything that Kevin's doing, because this is great stuff. Now down here, what do you think are the top objections? Okay, it's too expensive is going to be the number one objection, because you're coming at a higher price point. Okay, so this is powerful stuff here. You're getting huge value, quality of content, depth of detail, worth much more than the price. The result of 2 years research. Now, see that stuff. Now, this isn't that powerful. You're getting huge value. You're getting great value. You're getting great content. It took me 2 years to do it. That's just not that powerful. It's not nearly as powerful as what I would do. Well, first of all, I like this. I'll tell you what, you can go ahead and try to cheat the system, and you can go and buy 1,000 gold from a gold seller. Now that will get you banned from the game. But even if you were, forget the part about getting banned from the game, you'll actually spend more money buying that 1,000 gold from a gold seller then you will learning, you know, buying my guide and learn how to do it. And when you buy my guide, you can do it over and over again. It's like not like you get that 1,000 gold, you go and you spend and it's gone. You've got the skills to make it over and over. What I would also do is I would talk about, okay, you know, if you're like me and a lot of my friends, you got maybe like 2 hours a day to play, to play World of Warcraft. And, you know, let's just take a look at the normal person and the number of hours it takes them to get 1,000 gold. And I don't know what it is, but if you just can quantify what the average person, the number of hours it would take, and then turn that, you know, and maybe it takes them, I don't know, you know, who knows? Maybe it takes them 60 hours or something. It's like, well, that's 30 days. Well, it's probably more than that. Whatever. Take however many hours of grinding away that would take and do the math and crank that back into how many days that it would take them to do that at 2 hours a day, and say, if you want to spend this many days of your Warcraft gaming, you know, working away to get this stuff, when you could just spend the $67 an hour, then, I mean, turn it into math. Take a look at what those hours would cost them, and then divide it out and look at, you know, I mean, maybe it would take them, you know, 120 hours to get 1,000 gold. You know, if that's the case, then your $67 price point, they're paying like, it's like they're investing like 50 cents an hour to have all that much more fun. So I would play around with the math and look how long it takes your average person, if your average person ever really even gets to 1,000 gold. So I would go more, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily forget about how long it took you to figure this out and the value and the quality, but that's secondary compared to all the pain and the tedious grinding that they would have to go through and the amount of fun they give up doing the fun stuff to try to get that gold. And I also like the idea of you being able to learn, do it over and over again. That's real powerful. And then the other objections here, it won't work, won't be able to do it. Well, you have your guarantee, and that's a great objection crusher right there. And then it'll be the same stuff as the other guides. I'm thinking just by the pre-launch content you're going to be releasing, that's going to be helping to overcome that objection. Now let's move down to scarcity, and this is great. Have to limit the number of buyers, or even pull the market off the product off the market altogether if I find that the game economy is being corrupted. I think that's really powerful. It's a great reason why. You know, you can say, you know, I want to be real clear right here. We're not going to do anything that would possibly jeopardize the game, and I also want to further clarify that nothing we're doing is illegal. Nothing we're doing is against the rules of the game or the spirit of the game. We're completely in integrity with the game. And the bottom line is there's no way, we love this game just like you do, and we're not going to jeopardize it in any way. And so we have to limit this to X number to see whether, you know, to judge, you know, that and prove that we're not going to adversely affect the market. Okay, so Kevin's going with a big JV launch. And he says he can't afford to offer this key scarcity bonus twice. Nothing wrong with going with a big JV launch. You might want to re-examine this statement, though. My guess is you probably can afford to do that key scarcity bonus, but I don't want to dissuade you from this. You know, it sounds like, I mean, you've got a fantastic plan. This is going to really rock it. It looks fantastic here. He said, I started a half-baked launch at the beginning of April, began building the early bird list. Now I'm more or less restarting the launch with content and sequencing better informed by PLF2 training. Kevin, you did a fantastic job with the PLF2 training, because this is a killer plan, and I'm sure you're going to do really, really well with it.